students will be listening to this and other people in your profession. How did you raise money? And when people would say no to you, how would you take that rejection?
I took it best I could as though they said yes, unless I knew that they had the money. That's a handful, and I certainly wouldn't mention who they were. But some people said, oh, I've given too much already. I gave to this and this, this and this. Well, I haven't worked on those, and they hadn't. So, no, anybody says no, that's their right, because we don't know what they're doing, take care of their parents or their church or whatever. So, no, there's no way that I ever was upset that people said no. It's just that some people really are big, big people and huge CEOs or owners or companies. And it does bother me when some do not partake in the community activities and let the other guy do it. But I never was upset anybody say no.
You never took it personally?
No, of course not, no. Never, ever took it personally. Maybe I should have, I don't know. But I know I didn't. I really didn't.
The Oklahoma City Zoo, they named an elephant after you?
No, it was a little worse than that. It was a hippopotamus. It was a hippopotamus. I was much larger at the time. I guess they could still name it after me for the weight size, but I was a lot bigger around then. So they did that. I took it and accepted it, and it's fine. I think you're a great animal.
But you did so much for the zoo, and that's why they did it.
Yeah, I suppose so. I raised money for various projects, and the main one was Aquaticus, which came in with a bang and went out, unfortunately, with some problem. We brought in dolphins and the sea lions are still there. The dolphins had a problem with some illnesses, and someday I hope it comes back. But it's still a fabulous facility, and yes, I was involved in that Aquaticus.
We've talked about a little bit the 89 Olympic Festival, and we were also proud of that. You had a part in getting it here to Oklahoma City.
I had a part, yeah. As is the case in anything I do, it takes lots of parts. And Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce and Paul Strasbaugh, who we lost here recently, Don Hoach was at the fair. Several of us went to Reno to make this bid, along with Clay Bennett. I think a lot of the success of getting it had to do with the fact that we were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the run of 89. Consequently, the Olympic Festival was in 89. So we were fortunate to get it. We came back. Clay and I talked, and he talked to his father-in-law.
His father-in-law was?
Ed Gaylord. I was the president. Clay Bennett was executive director and did one heck of a job. Most of my duties were, if you will, to raise the money to put it on, and that was very successful with the help of others, with the help of a lot of people. Clay and Tim O'Toole, who was the guy that ran the operations under Clay, and a lot of other fine people were involved, and it's too lengthy to mention, but Clay did a great job. I also was heavily involved in the opening and closing ceremonies, but we all pitched in with that. That's when Mantle came in a little early, unfortunately, and I was able to sit at my desk and forced him to sign about 50 balls, which unfortunately I've gotten rid of all of them but three. Don't anybody call me. I'm going to give them to my daughters. But you mentioned a minute ago, John, about students maybe hearing this conversation. I just hope whatever I said and will say is helpful. But I must say that I spoke at Gaylord Journalism School down in Norman the other day. And I was mentioning some of these people like Tennessee Ernie Ford, Dave McMahon, and Bob Hope, and Johnny Unitas. They looked at me like they thought I was from another planet. They didn't know who the heck I was talking about. Right. So I quickly segued into some people they might know that came for the spectacular and other shows we've done, like Carrie Underwood or Rascal Flatts or Flaming Lips or All-American Rejects. So I finally connected with them. So I hope that some things out of here they can hang on to.